BPS and non-BPS framework volume theories. The subject is rather technical, but I try to do my best and not to explain all details, which is based on the following papers. And the last two ones are related to the application for higher derivative correction, which unfortunately I don't have time to go through them. So I will give various examples of 2, 3, and 4-point function, including the amplitude between one closest thing Ramon and several gauge scalar and tachyon vertex operator. And I also give a selection rule for non-BPS amplitude. So now without doing any computation, you can think about some superstring computation. You know, you can say which kind of amplitude is zero by itself, by definition, and to do some, you know, to actually find out some effective action. So, and in particular, I explained some details how to produce contact terms and massless pores, all infinite massless pores, by super Young-Mills vertices obtained through universality. So the outline of my talk is as follows. In the first part, I'm going to talk about motivation. I provided lots of motivation for those who are not familiar with the subject. Sorry for the audience who are familiar. And then I will talk about effective action, and in particular about Bournifield action, Chen Simon, and Myers effect. So the next part is going to be related to the S-matrix approach, interaction between open and closed thing, and some kind of duality transformation, which I will explain some naive t-duality transformations. And the next part is related to selection rules for non-BPS amplitudes. And I will also talk about universality. This is some kind of universality, which I don't understand completely. That's why I'm going to talk about it. So, and then I will talk about field theory and new couplings in superstring theory. So finally, I will end up with some open questions and conclusion. So motivation, why I am interested in this kind of computation. So the first motivation as a physicist, really, I want to find universality. And I think I found, but okay, let's discuss about it later on. So the first motivation is trying to find out universality in all order alpha prime correction to BPS and non-BPS brain world volume theories. So I found some pattern where this pattern is valid for all amplitudes, BPS brains, non-BPS brain. So for BPS brains, I can imagine some kind of t-duality transformation is going on. But for non-BPS brains, since the general form of tachyon in open string tachyon is completely different from the vertex operator of scalar and gauge field. So I don't understand why this kind of higher derivative correction should work for tachyon as well. So the next motivation, which is really important to me, is as follows. It seems that the description of world volume dynamics of the brain is still lacking at some fundamental level. As a comment, we were not able to produce all contact terms which are appeared in superstring computation for 5-point function. That's the point. Shows that the pullback may need modification. And the next motivation is discovering some new couplings on tachyonic or Bournifield action and Chen Simon's effective action. So I found some new couplings in for non-BPS brains. Unfortunately, I don't have time to go through them, but you can easily find out some of them in some of our papers. And another motivation, in fact, related to the having progress in the complete form of Bournifield action, non-abelian Bournifield and tachyonic effective action. Of course, this is a big deal, but we tried to address some of the issues. And the also finding a closed form of Bournifield action, closed form of higher derivative correction for all amplitudes, as I mentioned earlier on. So the next motivation is that having concrete tools for various multipoint scattering amplitude is important for many purposes, including the first principle derivation of ADS-CFT. So that's the key point for doing this kind of messy computation. And the next motivation is the relation between an open string and closed string must be behind ADS-CFT. So so finding some amplitudes, including mixed combination of open string and closed string should be especially worth studying. The next motivation is dielectric effect, which has been found to play a key role in a number of string theory contexts, such as resolution of certain singularities in ADS-CFT, which has been explained in terms of external Ramon and Noah Schwarzfields in the bulk, which are polarizing D3 brains and et cetera. Unfortunately, I don't have time to go through all motivation by details. I'm just giving you some clue about them. And the next thing is myostatins, which are really important in discussing the stabilization of the brains in a space-time background corresponding to Weston-Novitian model as well as ADS-MSN background. So I believe that the result of these works will provide a basis for future research, for example, next to the leading order dielectric effect, which I was talking with Rob. So I already started to actually find out next to the leading order dielectric effect, but till now there is no result because we are just stuck with some technical problems. Hopefully we are going to address, we are going to find out the general form of myostatin in the next leading order and maybe all orders. So this motivation is related to the fact that I was doing some superstring computation, and in fact, superstring computation applying a scattering between open string tachyons and closed string Ramon-Ramon. So the study of higher derivative correction, and in particular for non-BPS brain, might shed new light in understanding properties of a string theory in time-dependent background. And the next motivation is, in fact, finding a correction to the field theory perturbatively in alpha prime by means of scattering amplitude arguments and working with dualities, C-duality, S-duality, and et cetera. I'm not going to address anything about S-duality, but I will talk about T-duality a bit. And so higher derivative terms are not included in boundary string field theory. So the only way, to my knowledge, to find higher derivative correction with exact coefficient is superstring computation. And last but not least, the working out with Fermionic amplitudes and trying to see whether the universality conjecture works for Fermionic amplitude or not. So I'm just going to start from the beginning. So as you know, there are two kinds of fundamental string, open string and closed string. So DP brains are fundamental non-perturbative objects. So the source of Ramon-Ramon the source of Ramon-Ramon P plus one form fields, and where the endpoints of open string must be attached to DP brains. So we have two kinds of DP brains, BPS brains and non-BPS brains. So as an example, in type 2A includes DP brains with even P. So they are BPS in the sense that there is no tachyon in their spectrum and everything is okay. So stability, supersymmetry, and having no tachyons are all properties of these type 2 BPS brains. But for in type 2A, for odd P, DP brains with odd P have included the tachyons. So the only difference is related to the absence of tachyon. And the charge of a DP brain is Ramon-Ramon P plus one form field, as you all know about it. It's getting a started vibration. Sorry to the audience. So BPS brains have orientation while anti-brains carry anti-charge and their orientation is reverse of brains. And let's talk about effective action. So the word volume theory of a DP brain involves a massless U1 vector, 9 minus P real massless scalars, which are described in transverse oscillation of brain, and also Fermionic partners. So at leading order, as you all know, the low energy action for these fields corresponds to dimensional reduction of a 10-dimensional U1 super Young's, which is Born-Field action. So as usual, again, we have some higher derivative correction, which I'm going to address them up to all orders of alpha prime. When the derivatives of field strengths and second derivative of a scalar are small on the string length scale, the action takes Born-Field. So thanks to the Wittenwort, there are n coincident DP. Once we have n coincident DP brain, the U1 gauge symmetry of DP brain is getting enhanced by UN non-abelian gauge symmetry. So the action for constructing non-abelian DP brains, of course, for bosonic fields on a general background was given by Rob Myers. And the low energy action describing dynamics of DP brain consists two parts. The first part is Born-Field action, which is going to be defined by the following formula, where the integration should be taken on the word volume space. TP is tension of brain, and symmetrized stress must be taken into account in order to have consistent result with superstring computation, this level amplitudes, and etc. And this guy shows up pullback of background matrix and NSNS2 form and etc. And FAB is the field strength of gauge field. So lambda is 2 pi alpha prime. And as I mentioned, you have to have symmetrized stress in order to make sense computation. And as you know, you can see the derivatives of gauge field strength and the second derivative of scalars are not included in this effective action. So so by the way, sorry, I forgot to mention in QIJ, the commutator of scalar field must be taken into account. So that's the key point for the amplitude of a scalar, for the amplitude of a mixed combination of closed string and scalar fields. Now, the thing is that, as I mentioned, the derivatives of gauge field and the second derivative of scalar fields and a higher derivative correction are not included in this effective action. So again, to my knowledge, the only way for finding higher derivative correction is superstring computation. So I tried to address those issues. And after all, I found some kind of universality, which I will talk about it later on. So the idea is so simple. Since the higher derivative correction are not included, so we have to find them, no matter whether we have application or not. So I just started by two-point function, three-point function, and four-point function. By the way, once I'm talking about four-point function, for example, I'm talking about one closed string round and three open strings. So this is four-point function physically, but technically it's five-point function because the closed string has two sectors, right-hand side and left-hand side. So you should be careful a little bit about the computation, about what you are saying. So now we found some universality where this kind of universality works for BPS brain and also for non-BPS brain. So I don't understand why it should be valid for non-BPS brain, because the vertex operator of tachyon, as I mentioned, is completely different from scalar and gauge field. So perhaps something is going on in this computation, which I don't understand for non-BPS brain. For BPS brain, everything is fixed, and I do understand completely. So in order to find interaction expected from the Born action, we expand the action for the fluctuation around metric, and we are going to turn off all background fields. And in addition to providing kinetic terms for the world volume fields, Born field action also does contain the couplings of DP brains to the massless Navier-Schwarz fields in the bulk. And the second part is Vesomino action, which contains a coupling of UN massless world volume vectors to the closest thing round Raman. So now I'm going to talk about some effective field theory on the world volume. So this, unfortunately, I don't have enough time to go through all things, but I'm just going to talk about some formula. This is Chern-Simons formula, where Chern-Simons, sorry, effective action, where mu p is Raman-Raman charge of brain, and the integration should be taken on the world volume space, and this guy shows that pullback. And c is Raman-Raman. So f is, as usual, field strength of gauge field. But the appearance of, you can embed the scalar fields inside the Vesomino effective action by inside the Vesomino effective action by applying it to the exponential, and this comes from Weyl's papers. And now, once you want to talk about some amplitude, including closed string Raman-Raman and just gauge fields, or if you wish, photon, there is no scalar field, so you can easily turn off all scalar fields, and this is going to be identity, then work out with this effective action. So of course, symmetrized trace would be reduced to ordinary trace, and the trace is going to be taken over the Champaton factors. So mu p, as I mentioned, this is round charge of brain. Now, the thing is that having applied Taylor expansion, one can find various couplings, including two gauge field, three gauge field, one round, and et cetera. So the scalar variables have now geometrical interpretation as the transverse coordinator of brains. And in non-abelian theory, the scalars appeared in the adjoint representation. And they are going to be appeared in three different ways as the following. The first way is, as you have already seen, so they appeared in the exponential. And one can show that so the definition is as the following, where the commutator of a scalar should be taken into account. So the second, in the second way, the covariant derivatives of non-abelian scalars appear in the pullback. So we will have the first covariant derivative, the second covariant derivative, and there is no three covariant derivative of a scalar field. That's one of the problems which I have. So for five-point function, I wasn't able to produce all contact terms of the superstring commutation. So that's and a strong hint shows that you have to the pullback must be modified in order to make sense the computation. So this is one of the motivation. And the, in the third way, scalar fields are appeared in Taylor expansion. In fact, the action includes transverse derivatives of closed string fields through the Taylor expansion of these fields. So as you can see, in order to have some non-trivial interaction, we have to have at least three open strings and one round. That's why I'm working out with some five-point function. So if you expand one reflection, you actually end up with the kinetic term of a scalar field. So the, inside the kinetic term of gauge field, sorry, scalar field, you will have two-point function, three-point function, and four-point function. So that's it. And the next term is going to be found by expanding the terminal of QIJ, which I mentioned. So so we expect from the field theory side, where the processes where two scalars are coming and one gauge field is going to be propagated inside the propagator, and in the other side we will have some Ramon gauge field and a scalar or just Ramon. That's why we can talk about field theory side, but we will see that the field theory must be redefined, if you wish. So now let's talk about Myers effect and dielectric effect. So I hope I convinced you in non-abelian theory, a DP brain can couple to Ramon potential Cn with, by the way, n is the rank of field strengths, Ramon, and p is the spatial dimension of brains. So a DP brain can couple to Ramon potential with n equal p plus 3, p plus 5, and etc. through the additional commutator interaction, which I mentioned before. So as an example, the D0 brain action includes a linear coupling to C3, where C3 is Ramon, three form. So the potential corresponding to D2 brain charge is going to be defined by the following formula. So the first term on right-hand side is, in fact, is describing a source for D2 brain charge. And this is essentially the interaction central to the construction of M2 brains in metric theory with large n limit. We did some computation in near extremal black brain, and we could interpret the high derivative correction for the entropy. But I'm not going to talk about it in this talk. So these new couplings will force DP brains to respond to a non-trivial background Ramon fields. So there may be some non-trivial extrema with non-commutating expectation values of phi I equals zero, but trace of phi I squared is non-zero. The physical response corresponds to external fields polarizing DP brains. And this fact is known to be the dielectric effect, which is a direct analog of electric field in ordinary electromagnetism. This effect was first illustrated by Rob Myers' paper, by Rob Myers in his paper in 1999, right? Yeah, you haven't been working in this subject for a while, right? So with a simple toy computation involving D0 brains in the background for form field strength F4, but I'm going to talk about this in some different formalism. So, but the most idea is coming from you. So the most serious shortcoming for the toy computation in Myers' paper is that the background fields were not a consistent solution of low energy equation of motion. As an example, one can find solution with a constant background F4 in M theory, namely ADS4 times S7 or ADS7 S4 backgrounds and etc. Where I'm not going to talk about some application. One method for finding this effective action is boundary stream filtering for finding actually the coupling between non-BPS brains. But to study Westonian couplings for BPS brains, we use the S-matrix method as the second approach. As I mentioned before, I think the world volume dynamics of the brain, to be honest, has some problems and it's incomplete. So I try to address. So the best thing would be starting from the beginning, 2-point function, 3-point function, 4-point function, and et cetera. So I just started with 2-point function, the amplitude between one closest ring Ramon-Ramon and one scalar and gauge field and et cetera, 3-point, 5-point function, and et cetera, to see what's going on. One important tool in string theory is scattering theory. Using conformal field theory techniques, we are able to produce some new couplings and to find the correction to the field theory in alpha prime by means of scattering amplitude arguments. So we can actually find some couplings between one closed string Ramon-Ramon and two scalar fields on the world volume of single BPS brains. So I think all the audience are familiar with the scattering theory, so I'm not going to talk about it. If you have some questions, we can discuss about it later on after my talk. So one method, as I mentioned, is a S-matrix theory. Having applied some conformal field theory, we can find some scattering amplitude. So once, just a little bit, to give you some a little bit idea about the scattering theory, once we are talking about the amplitude of open strings, the washing must be taken as a disk. And once you are talking just a closed string, the washing must be taken as a sphere, which is going to be upper half plane and the lower half plane. So applying conformal field theory techniques, we can evaluate correlation function of 3-point function and et cetera. As an example, for four open string, let's say for gauge field or scalar field or for tachyon or mixed combination of scalar field and tachyon and et cetera, we need then to consider a worksheet with topology of a disk with vertex operator insertion on the boundary of disk, and which are related to the external state. So worksheet corresponding to a scattering of four open strings must be taken just like here. So now I'm going to talk about very interesting thing, at least to in my point of view, it's really interesting. So about non-BPS brains. So to compute the S matrix elements, one needs to choose the picture of a vertex operator. So as you all know, the sum of super ghost charge must be -2 for this level amplitude. So it's really well known, the amplitude of BPS brain doesn't depend on the picture of open strings or closed strings. So you have freedom, you can do whatever you want. Put a string theory in -2 picture and the other open strings in 0 picture, or put open strings in -1, -1, and closed string in 0 picture, and et cetera. You can play whatever you want. But the thing is that you are not allowed to do whatever you want in non-BPS brains. So in the world volume of non-BPS brains, the S-matrix element does depend on the picture of non-BPS brains, unless you include internal Champerton factor for the non-BPS brains. That's the key point. So that's why I'm going to address selection rules for non-BPS amplitudes. The internal CP matrix of an open string of non-BPS brains can be read from the external CP matrix of brain and antoidy brain. So imagine we have a brain and antoidy brain system. So one gauge field is living on the brain and the other gauge field is living on antoidy brain. So one open string tachyon is stretching between the brain and antoidy brain, and the other tachyon, real tachyon, is stretching from antoidy brain to brain. So one can show this transparency is taken from Sen's work. So I should have mentioned, I forgot to mention his name, sorry. Okay, so the internal, so the open strings of brain anti-brain can be labeled by external 2x2 Champerton factors. So this is going to be to show you the Champerton factor of gauge field, which is living on antoidy brain, gauge field, which is living on brain, and tachyon, which is antoidy brain, and vice versa. Tachyon, which is stretching from antoidy brain to brain, and vice versa. The massless state, so as I mentioned, the massless state gauge fields carrying a CP factor A and B. And the tachyons carry CP factor of C and D. So the projection operator, which is going to be called by this operator, has no effect on the Schwarzschild fields. So using the fact that projection operator changed the brain to anti-D brain and vice versa, so brain anti-D brain is going to be replaced with the same brain anti-D brain system. So it's really natural to expect that the states with CP matrices identity and sigma 1 are survived. It's natural to actually address the following thing. The fact that it exchanged brain to anti-D brain, so one observed that its effect on the CP matrix of lambda is going to be representing by this operator. So the states with CP matrix identity and sigma 1 are survived. So the massless fields then carry CP matrix identity, and real taxon of non-BPS brain carries sigma 1. And since SEN has already been shown that the picture changing operator carries sigma 3, so it's really natural to expect that taxon in minus 1 picture carries sigma 2, and gauge and scalar, that's the key point, gauge and scalar field in minus 1 picture in the presence of non-BPS brains should carry sigma 3. And so by the following points, now you are done. So without doing computation, you can say whatever you want. So let's imagine we are going to talk about the amplitude of one round in the bulk, and odd number of tachyons, and an arbitrary number of closed string and SNS. So if you sit and do computation, you never get solution. Maybe after one, maybe 6 months or so, you will get the final answer. But this amplitude is zero by definition, by itself. So you don't need to do computation. And that's the selection, some kind of selection rule, which is really nice things. But I'm going to extend it. It's not the full story. So moreover, the internal CP factor of three levelless matrix elements of one round, and even number of tachyons, and an arbitrary number of closed string and SNS states is zero for non-BPSD brains. So the internal CP matrix of Raman, I forgot to mention one interesting point. So the coupling between two fermions and one gauge field in the world volume of non-BPS brains also is non-zero. So it makes sense to find the CP matrix of Raman vertex operator should be defined as this, as a sigma 3 times identity. Now immediately you get the following summation rules. This S matrix elements of two fermions and odd number of tachyons is zero by itself. So the spin operator in the S matrix element makes the correlation function non-zero. As I mentioned, you have lots of correlation functions, lots of things to do, but this amplitude is zero. You don't need to do, because in filter side, there is no any coupling either. I'm going to generalize this summation rule. So the internal CP factor is zero for any ordering of vertex operator. So there is no coupling between two fermions and odd number of tachyons in world volume of non-BPSD brain and brain and anti-D brain. Apart from those amplitudes, the following amplitudes are also zero by themselves. So the amplitude of three-point function, two fermion and one tachyon is zero. Two fermion and one tachyon and one scalar is zero. Four-point function, is zero, and et cetera. Five, six, 7 point. So we can generalize. So in the world volume of non-BPSD brain or D brain anti-D brain, there is no coupling between two fermions and an arbitrary number of gauge or a scalar and odd number of tachyons. And the thing is that the final conclusion is that the vertex operator of non-BPSD brain carry internal CP matrix. Here are the vertex operators. So the Raman in minus one picture in the presence of non-BPS brain should carry, it's really easy to show that it should carry sigma 3, sigma 1 Champerton factor, and I mentioned the other things. So one thing is which is important, I don't see any cosmologies here. So, but I'm going to mention some interesting things. Some cosmology already use some tachyonic effective action, but they have to be careful in the sense that the general form of non-BPS brains is going to be appeared here. So if you want to have consistent result, you have to use this effective action. But they didn't pay attention to this kind of result. So they are using the old one, which is somehow is not consistent in by applying superstring computation. All I'm saying is that by applying superstring computation, if you want to take, if you want to actually have the consistent result, you have to take into account the following effective action. So the internal degrees of freedom of non-BPS brain must be included in Born reproduction. Again, I mentioned the story about the Champerton factor, about the consistency up to all orders of alpha prime, and several checks have been done. So the right, since this total super ghost charge must be minus two, you have to include two tachyon in this. You have to take into account the fact that two tachyon must be taken in sigma in minus one picture, and they should carry sigma two Champerton factor. Otherwise, your computation is meaningless. And the maybe this test this. Yes, this PowerPoint is really useful for you. You want to work out later on, right? We discuss with each other. So effective action for brain entity brain is going to be just we have found this effective action by doing superstring computation up to 5-point function in brain and entity brain system. Where the nice thing is that here you have to pay attention to the point that if you want to get consistent result with all Champerton factors, all superstring computations, you have to include symmetrized stress prescription. This is the first point. The second point is that the difference between two gauge field must be taken into account in this computation. So since Ashok Sen was already showing us the effective action of brain entity brain, and in his his effective action was valid just with ordinary trace, but all I am saying is that if you want to have consistent result with superstring theory, which makes sense because everything is, you know, exact. There is no approximation. So you have to take the symmetrized stress prescription. And the nice thing is that our effective action is not going to be related to sense effective action by field definition. We have checked several times. So so all I am saying is that. To my knowledge, the D-brain and anti-D-brain effective action should be, the effective action of brain anti-D-brain should be symmetrized stress prescription, and all objects must be introduced as a matrix, some matrices. All matrices, FAB, covariant derivative of tachyon, and individual tachyon of the tachyon potential must be taken into account as matrices. And this is potential, which is valid in superstring computation, but okay. Now let's talk about BPS brains. So so I'm going to start from the beginning. So everything for non-BPS brain is finished. Now I'm going just to talk about BPS brains. So all people should be happy about it. Non-BPS brains are already gone. So the S-matrix elements of closest thing. As I mentioned, there was some problems in effective action in word volume dynamics of the brains. So I wanted to start to see what's going on. So I started from the beginning by doing two-point function. Imagine I'm just going to talk about one closest string Ramel-Ramel in the bulk and one open string scalar, which is moving on the brains. So the only subtlety is related to the correlation function between two spin operator, which are coming from Ramel-Ramel and some fermion. This formula, which is really nice formula by Hong Liu and Jeremy Michelson in 2001, they introduced a formula for finding the correlation function. So you can use it without any problem. And everything is, I won't have time to go through everything with detail, but please trust me. So we could find the two-point function, and we could find the valid coupling in the field theory side. And one can easily check that this action, this coupling is going to be produced all contact terms in the string theory. So the scalar field comes from Taylor expansion. So far, so good, everything is okay. Two-point function, as you know about it. But what about two-point function of gauge field and Ramel-Ramel? Again, everything is correct. And everything is consistent. It's better to say everything is consistent. There is no discrepancy. But let's talk about three-point function. Once you want to talk about three-point function, some discrepancy would be appeared. In the sense that, first of all, you need to have the correlation function between two spin operator and some arbitrary number of currents or fermion fields, and et cetera. So there are two subtleties in this using Wieck-like rule. So the first subtlety is related to the fact that if you want to find correlation function, this correlation function, you have to ignore the weak-like rule between two fermions which are belonging to one currents. This is found in this paper. And the next subtlety is related to the fact that the weak-like rule must be modified by just some coefficient and sign. You may say, okay, this is some overall coefficient, but that's not the full story. If you don't fix the coefficient of weak-like rule, then you are going to get two different results. Both amplitudes are satisfying Ward identities, SL2R transformation, and etc. But one of the superstring amplitudes is correct. So one of them is in fact incorrect. So if you want to have the correct result, you have to generalize weak-like contraction for fermion fields and currents, which I already addressed in one of the papers. Then you can work out with SL2R invariance and do gauge fixing to actually find out the general form of the function. So since all of them are related to the consistent result, I won't talk about details. So let's find the superiamid vertices that reproduce the string result. There are patterns that allow one to find all order extension of these vertices emerge. The patterns was present in this paper, and they persist in the present work. So all I am saying is that by taking this coupling, you actually get all contact terms in superstring. So the SKLs have come from Taylor expansion. Again, I think it's a vibrator, right? Or I have some problems. So anyway, I'm sorry about it, if you see it. So the next thing is that, you should take into account the fact that the scalars here are coming from pullback. And you can do some higher derivative correction in order to find all contacts. So for three-point function, again, everything is consistent. But now I'm going to talk about the nice subject, which is universality. So let me mention the final result, because I think I won't have enough time to go through all things. We have analyzed the infinite poles and some of the contact terms. The corresponding low-energy field theory vertices are determined by universality. And it's already been shown to match the field theory poles and contact terms with those of a string amplitude. But the most final result concerning contact interaction cannot be derived by applying T-duality regarding the discussion which we had with each other. But okay, let me will mention what's going on. So you can imagine, okay, this kind of amplitude, the amplitude of closest in Raman-Raman and three-scalar fields can be found by applying T-duality to this amplitude, but that's not the case. So up to some contact terms, this is not the story. So we find the vertices that reproduce all contact terms of the amplitude. As a comment, we were not able to reproduce all contact terms of four-point function, of course, physically four-point function. With usual pullback. So as you can see, the final result is disaster. You have so many terms, and you should produce all of them in field theory site. But I'm not going to talk about them at all. I'm just going to give you some flavor about, as you can see, since I'm talking about BPS brains, the expansion is low energy expansion, which means that by sending alpha prime goes to zero, you are ending up with all poles and contact terms. So the scattering amplitude, you may see the scattering amplitude has infinite masses pole in T plus S plus U channel and infinite poles in U channel, S channel, and T channel. That's the point that unfortunately the experts have overlooked this kind of fact. So now it becomes clear the amplitude has infinite masses pore, not just for simple masses pore. Okay, this is the technical thing. This result cannot entirely be derived by applying T-duality in the previous results that was obtained by this in this amplitude. So what's the problem? So the problem is that all the terms. So. I think you can see it. Yeah, here I have some terms just like K, 2, and pj. So what I'm saying is that all the terms which are including the momentum of Ramon-Ramon in transverse direction are absent in the amplitude of one Ramon-Ramon and three gauge field. So you see, you know, these terms, sorry, these terms, these terms, these terms, and some terms here, right? So this is the point. All the terms that contain transverse components of momentum of Ramon-Ramon are not present in the corresponding result of the following amplitude. So this is my impression. So several remarks on T-duality are in order. T-duality can be directly employed to actually derive a pure open string three amplitude of a scalar vertex aperture from gauge fields. But once you are talking about an amplitude of mixer open and closed string, you have to be careful. Direct computation, to my knowledge, direct computation is necessary because of the subtleties associated with T-duality. The two subtleties are already existed in the Ramon-Ramon vertex operator. The first one is related to the construction of C vertex operator was such that this bond set of oscillator was already used. So I didn't mention about it, honestly, because it's so technical, but please trust me. But the second motivation, the second issue, which I really went through the details. The second issue is that the C vertex operator doesn't contain winding modes. This must be related to the fact that we have pointed out in our paper. So the terms contain PI and PJ and PK and et cetera, and the momentum of Ramon-Ramon in transverse direction is already are already absent in this amplitude. So the final, the final motivation for this part of my talk is in fact T-duality in a naive sense just produces some of the terms, but in order to obtain the complete form of the amplitude, one should do direct computation. This is my my claim in this kind of computation. That's why I believe that honest computation are necessary. Right, do you have any question?
Can't you say that you just need to correct the transformation also?
Sure, I was thinking about it. Right, this is my motivation till now, my impression. But you are completely right. So that's why I'm here to talk with the scientist who is familiar with this subject, right? With you in particular. So all people are already invited if they have some information about this. I don't have enough information. So I'm really happy to discuss with about all kinds of things which are, you know, playing around me, but I don't understand completely. That's a shame. So if you expand the amplitude, you will have infinite poles. So that's the key point for finding higher derivative correction to all orders. So the title of my talk was about universality, but till now I haven't talked about universality. So by the way, how much time do I have? I just started 5 minutes past.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But I need really. So let's talk about universality in all order alpha prime correction, which is the title of my talk. So several amplitudes suggest that there exists a regularity in the higher derivative expansion. One can formulate a prescription or conjecture based on them. So in order to find, here is the prescription. In order to find all infinite higher derivative correction, one must find, first of all, the smatics element of desired amplitude, which are either BPS, just a scalar field, just gauge field, or non-BPS, just tachyons. Or mixed combination of BPS, non-BPS, two tachyon, two gauge field, two tachyon, two scalar field, and et cetera. Or higher point function, which, as I mentioned, due to some technical problems, I wasn't able to go on to see what's going on in higher point function. And the next step is, in fact, you know, massaging equation of motion, which means that playing with Mandelson variables, and we must rewrite the amplitude in such that all poles can be seen in a clear way. And the third step is finding leading, this is the crucial step. So the third step is finding leading couplings from tachyonic Born Liefeld action, tachyonic or BPS Born Liefeld action. And the last step is expressing symmetrizers in terms of ordinators and just applying DNM and D' NM on them. So what are the DNM and D' NM? Here is the definition. So DNM is going to be defined by the following formula. You can put, you know, fieldlessness. So E, F, G, H are some definition. You can put fieldlessness or covariant derivative of scalar fields, covariant derivative of tachyon, and et cetera. or mixed combination of them. So let's talk about the first example. Suppose I want to find four gauge field couplings up to all orders of alpha prime. So if you don't have any motivation, you should do computation. And that was the case, unfortunately. I did this kind of thing in my PhD. It took 6 months' time to actually get the final result. So the final result disappeared as here. And so you know now you actually have all higher derivative correction of four field strengths up to all orders of alpha prime, which is really nice. So these couplings are exact up to total derivative terms, and the correction have been checked by explicit computation, as I mentioned earlier on in this paper. So the second example is two scalar and two gauge. By the way, once I'm talking about, for example, two scalar and two gauge fields, I have five-point function. I have five-point function. I have one closed string round in the bulk, two gauge fields some external gauge field, and one scalar field. So what is the other scalar? The other scalar is going to be propagated as an off-shell state. Right? So the computation are done, and so this is the work which is done with Professor Park. And here you mean? Right. Yeah, you are right, because I am just taking a summation. Sure. Yeah. But it's some kind of trivial, right? Right. So, So in general, here is the higher derivative correction of two scalar field and two gauge field up to all orders of alpha prime. Once I did this kind of computation, I didn't know about universality, to be honest.
Is this like, so somehow conjecture this form and then check it, or?
No. That's the key point. Unfortunately, I wasn't so smart to understand conjecture before doing this computation. So I did the computation, then I understood. So, you can, if you want, I can show the computation. But you have to sit and do computation from the zeroth order, first order, second order, third order, five, you know, third, fourth, five. Then you will see, oh, this is going to be working for all things. Right. That's the point. Right. But hold on. I'm going to talk about an interesting thing after this. So these things also sometimes is somehow it's clear thing. Okay, I did the same idea for covariant derivative of a scalar field, and maybe it's the higher derivative correction are useful for those who are working on ADS-CFT. We are working on some kind of ADS-CFT application. So now one may think about duality transformation. However, the vertex operator of tachyon is, as I mentioned several times, the vertex operator of tachyon I showed you. It's completely different from gauge and scalar field. So it's quite surprising that the pattern does work even for non-BPS brains, which I don't understand why it should be working. So the first example, so I did the conjecture for this because I had some backgrounds about this computation. So two tachyons and two scalar fields. In this paper, I just found the higher derivative correction of two tachyon and two scalar up to all orders of alpha prime, where the point is that I just applied the pattern. So you expand the Born inflection, non-BPS Born inflection, then you keep the leading order, then applying DNM, D prime NM, higher derivative correction on them, and extracting symmetrizers in terms of ordinators. So you are left with all kinds of poles and contact terms. So this phenomenon seems quite universal and must have deep origins back to the relation and open string and closed string. So it should originate from the composite nature of closed string state in terms of open strings. So in order to show you I'm right, I'm going to give you some example, various example, but just to give you some flavor of what's going on. Well, I'm right, and my computation are right, and my conjecture also does valid. So the does work. So the first example is going to be massless scalar poles for n equal p plus 2 case for all, you know, the amplitude of, I'm just talking about one round and three scalar fields. So if you find all terms in superstring computation. And so let's consider the following Feynman diagram, one round round and three scalar fields. So applying, you know, all kinds of filtery stuff, you are left with, so now you need the, as it's clear from here, you need to have coupling between four scalar fields, where one of them should be off shell. I mentioned earlier on. Here, you see, this is the point that I was saying you, the computation. So the form of vertex operator of four scalar is supposed to be just like here, so many terms, no matter. The comparison to all orders of alpha prime were done. Therefore, we could exactly reproduce infinite masses scalar pores of a string theory amplitude of one round round and three open strings in the world volume of BPS planes. And this does confirm that we have obtained the higher derivative coupling of four scalar fields with the exact and correct coefficient. That's the key point which I wanted to emphasize. And the next thing is, so that's not the full story. Unfortunately, amplitude again has some terms which are infinite masses gauge poles. So since the time is going to be over, I'm just going to give you some idea. So here, I just need to take, I'm going to remove the connection parts because I need just off-shell gauge field. So I don't need to take your commutator. There is no external gauge field. Why? Because I'm interested in the amplitude of five-point function, which there is no external gauge field. So I don't need to take it as well. And the correlation, couplings, the suitable coupling in the filtery side is going to be produced by this coupling. By the way, this is some kind of new terms, which is, I call it new Myers terms, so I don't know. So, which is just found by direct superstring computation. So I think, to my knowledge, you are not able to produce this coupling with some other method. If somebody knows about it, please let me know. Since here we have infinite masses pores, but the thing is that this coupling to a scalar field and one gauge field, this coupling is going to be found by from the Born-Ifill action, kinetic term of a scalar field. Since the kinetic term is already fixed in Born-Ifill action, so there is no higher derivative correction for kinetic term. Now, the simple massless gauge pole also showing us there is no correction to the massless pole because it's simple massless pole. So if you want to produce all infinite contact terms, you have to include the higher derivative correction for the coupling between one Ramon Ramon. Oops, again, sorry. One Ramon Ramon and one Ramon Ramon and one scalar field and one gauge field. So by applying this idea, you are able to produce all poles in. But again, this is not the full story. You will have one more pole, where here I'm just saying you this is also new kind of couplings, where if you take a look at here, the scalar field is coming from the pullback, which I mentioned, all details. But here, the scalar field, the coupling between scalar gauge field and coupling, Ramon-Ramon is coming from the Taylor expansion. So this is also new. I don't know, I'm allowed to call it a Myers name. I called it, but anyway, this is new kind of F coupling. So maybe we can discuss about it later on with each other in a private communication. So all I'm saying is that we were able to produce all poles. So fine. But I was talking about some discrepancy. Here is some bad things which is going on. So up to pole levels, everything is consistent, and world volume dynamics of the brain is complete up to pole levels. But what can I say about contact terms? If we are right, we have to produce contact terms by usual world volume. Otherwise, something is going wrong. So we attempt to achieve, I have 8 minutes time, that's fine. We attempt to achieve the same for the contact terms. We have succeeded just in the case of the amplitude was, I forgot to mention, the amplitude was non-zero for three different cases. The first case was p plus 4 equal n, and p plus 2 equal n, and n equal p. So we have just succeeded in the case of p plus 4 equal n case. But as for the case of two different cases, the other cases, we couldn't find the field theory vertices that reproduce the leading order contact terms nor the infinite extension. So that's a strong indication showing us that the pullback must be modified. So let's give you just an example about how to produce, how to actually produce contact terms in field theory side. So the contact terms, the contact terms of this amplitude can be reproduced by an infinite extension of Westomino term. So in order to produce them, one has to find, one has to take into account the two terms. The first, the following things. There are two term, two relevant Westomino terms depending on either this, the third scalar is coming from pullback or Taylor expansion. So the first contribution is going to be defined by this one, where here you commutator between two scalar fields, and the third scalar is coming from the Taylor expansion. And one has to find also the other terms where the third scalar is coming from pullback. Adding them up together and some manipulation, you are left with the final answer. So that's why I mentioned we have just succeeded to produce the contact terms for simple, we have just succeeded to produce just the simple contact terms, not the other terms. And that's the problem which we were not able to produce all contact terms. And finally, I just addressed some of the higher derivative correction, so I don't have time to go through them. So the last thing is that you can do another computation of super thin amplitudes, just like one Ramon-Ramon in the bulk and two gauge field and one scalar field. So I won't talk I won't talk about them. I'm just going to emphasize that there are also new couplings where I'm going to show them. The third scalar here is coming from Taylor expansion. The third scalar is coming from pullback. And let me just say some open question, and finally I end up with the conclusion. So symmetrized stress was suggested by Seitlin in a discussion to low energy gauge theory. So he has shown that defining non-abelian Born-Neufeld field action with this trace matched the known result in low energy expansion up to fourth orders in field essence. But in sixth orders in field essence, you need to modify the action. Nobody has done this computation. I'm going to address it later on. Actually, we are doing some computation, but up to now, there is no concrete result. So it's quite possible that a fully consistent low energy action in the non-abelian theory will require the inclusion of interaction involving arbitrarily high derivative of gauge fields. Unfortunately, our analysis doesn't resolve this question because we can't see any non-trivial commutator plays a crucial role. And we might be able to predict something about it by those amplitudes. Some progress in understanding the form of the Born-Neufeld action has been made. And as I mentioned, pullback also must be modified. And the nice thing, one nice thing is the five open question, the fifth one. At the moment, we cannot say any particular thing about the explicit form of Myers terms. So in higher point function, for some reasons regarding our discussion, sorry, this is somehow technical things, but the whole idea is that for some reasons, please trust me, the appearance of Myers term should be modified. And for some reason, the appearance in higher point function should be modified. So one needs to know the full Myers terms. So you just found the commutator, that's all. But anyway, thanks to your attempt. Now we have to find the next to the leading order dielectric effect. That's one of my motivation, which I mentioned in the first, my transparency. And some open question about the tachyon, where nobody knows about the effective action at the end of the day for six-point function is symmetrizers or ordinators. I have some idea, which is I think the symmetrizers does work, but I haven't tried it yet. And the last open question is about Fermionic amplitudes. It's really worth trying to see whether universality conjecture works for Fermionic amplitudes or not. So the nice thing is that supersymmetric generalization of Born-Neufeld action is still unknown. And finally, let me summarize. So we have analyzed the amplitude of 2, 3-point function and 4-point function. We found everything is consistent up to pole levels, but for contact terms, the pullback may need modification. This is the first conclusion, and We found universality in all orders of alpha prime higher derivative correction of non-BPS and BPS brain, and universality played an important and a crucial role in the determination of filter-only vertices. So some remarks on T-duality are in order. Once one considers an amplitude of mixture of open strings and closed strings, to my knowledge, the direct computation is necessary. And the C-vertex operator, Ramon-Ramon, doesn't contain winding modes. So this must be related to the fact that we have pointed out the terms that contain PI, the momentum of Ramon-Ramon in transverse direction, are absent in the BPS planes, just like CAAA amplitudes, pure gauge and Ramon-Ramon amplitudes. So in fact, those new terms could have been obtained provided the fact that C-vertex contain winding modes. So finally, I hope to be able to compute higher point amplitude. I hope, which I don't. Okay, so to actually compute higher point amplitudes of various mixture of open string and closed string. And the last thing is that making progress in the full form of DBI action. We hope to report on these issues in near future. Thank you very much for your attention. So this, by the way, I should explain something about this, which this picture is, this is going to be recorded, right? Oh, I shouldn't say so. Because I just, I have just taken this picture from some scientists at CERN and played with Photoshop to put all kinds of superstring, type 1, heterotic. So anyway, this is my fun. Right.
Maybe I'll ask something. I haven't followed those things, so maybe the answer is obvious or something, but I thought there was some work in maybe the last couple of years or so by one of the backers and some other people who are also finding new couplings
right.
by studying scattering amplitudes.
Right.
So how does that relate? Is it a part of what you're finding, or is it some other?
Unfortunately, I was busy to take a look at the paper. I took a look at some of their papers. The things that I think we discussed with each other, they are going to check somehow estuality, which I didn't work with estuality. What they are claiming, to my knowledge, is that to actually find the amplitude applying some T-duality and estuality. But I just showed that if you want to produce the amplitude of scalar field and gauge and Ramon-Ramon by T-duality transformation, it's not going to work. So I have some problem.
Are you saying that they're getting other, not alpha prime corrections, but maybe some, I don't know, string corrections?
No, this is
studying alpha prime corrections.
Alpha prime and string correction, but they are talking about higher order and some kind of scalarity. So to my knowledge, I believe direct computation is necessary. But I'm not highly educated to judge about the work.
So
right.
You have not compared directly?
No. We don't have any overlap, hopefully, or unfortunately or fortunately. We don't have any overlap in the sense that I'm just talking about scalar fields and Ramon-Ramon. I don't think they did some computation on scalar fields and Ramon-Ramon, right?
I think they're looking, I guess they would have more closed string vertices.
Right.
But I think they want to have curvatures.
Right.
As well as
various terms. But already we have some problems in some trivial. For me, we had some problems with how to produce the amplitude of scalar and Ramon-Ramon from the gauge field and Ramon-Ramon. I couldn't understand some extra terms. I couldn't produce some. I just showed you. So to my knowledge, I think one has to be careful. Once you want to talk about T-duality transformation, once you include, as I mentioned, so you can apply T-duality transformation by once you are talking about pure open string computation. But once you are talking about mixed combination of open and closed string, I think if you want to take a complete form of the amplitude, you have to do the computation. But you are already invited to apply T-duality transformation, but you are not able to produce all terms. That's the key point. To my knowledge. And I'm going to talk about, I'm going into my, I'm thinking about Kerr-Washer terms and some other terms. But to be honest, they are really complicated. I'm just sometimes thinking I'm losing my, my life. So, but there are some application, unfortunately, I didn't have time to go through some application. So for the thing is that recently we wrote two papers on near extremal black brain with N-cube entropy growth. We could relate the higher derivative correlation of Born-Nicol, which I found, to the Meyer terms and some localization technique, and trying to find out N-cube entropy growth by applying near extremal black brain in 10 dimension or 11 dimension. And we found, but the thing is that everything is fixed. But I couldn't find any application for higher derivative correlation for non-BPS brains. And so to now, that's a kind of bothering thing. And I'm thinking how to relate them. But up to now, I have no application.
You were talking about these inflationary models.
Right. Thanks to you. So unfortunately, I'm not educated in that sense. I was asking Maldasena about in a string 2012, because I gave a short talk about this subject. And after my talk, I was talking with him about brain entity brain systems and how they related once, how they will affect one once you consider higher derivative correction. So maybe this our effective action does have some application for non-Gaussianity, because you have to include Champeton factor of non-BPS brains. You actually we found the closed form of higher derivative correlation up to all orders of our program for Tachyon. So that's why I just mentioned the unfortunately, I think there is no any cosmologists here. So the cosmology has to pay attention to this kind of thing, but they don't care. So hopefully they see my talk and they would understand I'm right. Because they are doing some computation with the old technique effectuation. All technique effectuation is consistent, but if you want to have more consistency, if you want to have full consistency with recent result, you have to worry about the superstring computation, which are exact. And that's my motivation, which I am interested in this subject, because there is no approximation. I did some black hole solution, black hole, some ADCFT, but sorry to some of the audience, I don't want any approximation. That's why I want to work out with some basic things. I think these are maybe they are basic. Anyway, so some application could have been found, but nobody now found it. So let's think about it very deeply. That's my motivation.
Any other questions?
Again.